Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to episode 85.5 of Dead Zone the Podcast, where we go overtime with Community Pat talking Gen Con.
And now, the Chop Shop with Community Pat.
Welcome to Dead Zone the Podcast 85.5. Just a quick little one here, because we forgot to talk about stuff in 85. Because these two are talking about their salad podcast too much.
It's going to be a great podcast.
And I'm Jack.
And this is the event show. Pat, Community Pat's on. If you didn't listen to the last show, what the hell are you doing here?
I'm back.
they let me out.
It's the same night. This is all happening the same. Why would we lie to our people here?
Send help.
But yes, we have to talk about Gen Con, I guess.
Yes, Gen Con.
The cons
biggest gaming convention in the States.
Not in the world.
Can it be said in the world? I don't know. I don't want to make that statement and be wrong.
I think it is in the world, but for they do it different. Like the other one would be Essenspiel, right? And I think they say like one has more attendance, but the other one has more turnstiles or something. And it's like, what does that mean, kind of thing?
Yeah, that's accountant talk. I don't know any of that. It means
so.
That's some murky waters we don't want to dip our toes into.
Yeah, those are terms that people who like statistics made up.
Yeah, we'll leave that to the scientists.
All I know is Gen Con is huge. We have a lot of things going on. Full day of events going on, so come on down. Would you guys like to know about the events?
Sure.
Yay. So Thursdays... the thing about Gen Con, we should say, is that it's mainly a board game / RPG. What do you want to call it?
Extravaganza.
Extravaganza, yeah. As opposed to Adepticon, which is really totally all miniatures and everything like that. So we've kind of scaled our events to reflect more of the attendance there. You know, we will have some miniature stuff going on, but it'll be a lot of Star Saga, Dungeon Saga, Walking Dead. One of the big events we got going on is the Walking Dead Walker Challenge. This is where you play a hero. It's going to be like an 8-player, 10-player free-for-all. You each control a hero. Zombies in the middle, of course. Whoever can get 3 supply and off the board first wins that round. And these are going to be going concurrently. They're hour long, just enough to get things going and get off the board all day. So, and last time I looked, those events were about 3/4 of the way sold out. So that's going to be a very busy event. We have a special Star Saga scenario. It's going to be like a prison extraction scenario. The best thing about this, it's going to have a 3D board. So the map will be pre-built, but will be covered up so you can't see what's going on until you actually enter that part of the map and where the enemy models are. We're going to have the Walking Dead Unhamed Campers again. That'll be still there. Mike Carter, of course, will be out there in full force doing all his great Kings of War stuff. There'll be a Kings of War tournament on Saturday. Mike's got a guy in one of his crew who does a Warpath, a bunch of Warpath demos, and he's going to be running a, what's the word? How you use a tournament. Yeah. It's a how you use it extravaganza where you play the game, but you don't take the army with you. You move. So the armies are set per table.
Nah.
So every round you play, you are, changing armies.
That's neat. That's a Warpath? So,
no, this would be for Kings of War.
I was going to say Warpath. That'd be really hard because nobody knows how to play any armies in Warpath
yet. Yeah. No, that's coming soon.
Even Kings of War, though, there's so many different variety of armies and how they play. That would be challenging, actually.
Yeah, so this is really kind of a, you know, if you really want to be a braggadocio. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. It is now.
If pronunciation of made up words is a thing, you know, yes.
Is it a made up thing though? Braggadocio? Isn't that another word for braggart?
Maybe in Italy.
All right, someone look that up.
We're not looking at it.
So, no, not on YouTube. Someone listening to this podcast, you look it up and you make a comment.
Put it in the comments, okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Look in your thesaurus and see if it's in there pronounced correctly.
Is it thesaurus or thesaurus?
Oh, jeez.
Well, all right, someone look that up and see if it's thesaurus or thesaurus.
There is a subtle difference between those two, a very subtle difference.
Yeah. Back on track. So one of the other events, too, will be
Enough of this hyperbole. Let's get back on track.
Hyperbole.
My sister thinks it's pronounced that way.
Is she really?
She did for a long time because she talks about the font.
I used to do it in algebra class to piss the teacher off.
Someone who pronounces something the way it's written, you can't really be too hard on them because
never heard it pronounced, yeah.
Yeah, they learned it by reading it, and that's something to be said. I don't know.
I never learned to read, so I can pronounce everything perfectly.
Oh. I'll be honest with you. I say things the way they're spelt, so I remember how to spell them.
Yeah, I do too. That sometimes, for sure.
Oh.
So anyways, Gen Con.
Yeah, let's now that
the English class portion of this podcast is over. one of the last events we'll be having is a Dreadball 3 versus 3. It's an abbreviated half-court style version of Dreadball.
That's neat.
Yeah, so it's going to be a little bit of reread rules. The only time the ball launches is when you score. If you miss the shot, then the ball scatters from there, and then you just – whoever gets the next player, you know, of course, the turn changes, so the next player can run after the ball if they can get at it, kind of a thing. So it adds a little bit of change to the game. It's – I happened to be watching ESPN and was watching the 3-on-3 tournaments down in Venice Beach down there in California, and it sparked me to think where they play on a half-court basketball, that we could do something like that for Dreadball, and it would be kind of work out very nicely still.
That's pretty neat. And it would probably be a lot quicker too, which would be fun.
Yeah, so it's for quick and just for fun. And if you don't know the game, you don't need to know any of these events. You don't really need the real rules other than the tournaments. All the other games, just come on by. The guys down there will teach you. Come by the booth. We'll have some famous people there teaching people how to play The Walking Dead.
That would be me.
Star Saga. And
Rob's there smashing the patriarchy. He's the booth babe.
Yeah, and then there's going to be a special game. Some of you might have seen it at Mantic Open Night. That's been approved, and we are going to move forward with it, and we're going to have a demo copy at the booth. I won't necessarily say the name just yet because I'm not sure I'm allowed to.
Can I say the name?
I don't know if you can.
No.
We can add an addendum if we
I don't know the name, so I was just going to make something up.
Oh, you do know the name. You saw it.
Well, I probably did, but there's quite a few games that these things that could be anything.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. So come by the booth, check it out. This is going to be another board game. It's going to be a board game in the genre of The Walking Dead.
Ooh, fancy.
Ooh. Yeah. So it's going to be basically a spinoff of our Walking Dead game, but not so much as a skirmish miniature game, but more of a board game. Yeah, so we're going to have a lot come by the booth, too, because we're going to have a lot of Terrain Crate. If you're looking to augment your D&D games, we're going to have the whole line of Dungeon Terrain Crate stuff, which includes mining cards, mining rails, the gold, the wizard study, the bar.
You have the Terrain Crate, the sci-fi stuff would be perfect for a Starfinder.
Yes, those will come in. We'll have the furniture and the doors. And the industrial pipes and stuff like that. So we'll have a whole line of Terrain Crate, but,
actually just for Star Saga, anybody who wants to get into, Starfinder, to get those tiles and everything and the miniatures would be perfect for Starfinder if you don't even want to play Star Saga.
Yeah.
Like that'd be a great set too. It comes with tons of little doors and computer consoles and all that stuff.
And miniatures. And you can use the miniatures in your game as
Because you got to have general guards and yeah, for sure.
So yeah, if you're an RPG and you love sci-fi, check out the Star Saga. Come by. We'll have a strapping on lad down there showing you how to play the game.
Yes. I've been practicing. But Pat assures me that it's simple because you take out a lot of the complex stuff, all the extra rules. So
yeah,
I know how to shoot and I know how to defend. I think I'll be fine.
You know how to punch someone in the face with a sword.
And so do I do in Star Saga.
Yeah.
Well, all that aside, Rob in his tank top and Daisy Dukes, at Adepticon, it was Star Saga's big release. Like that was the thing. And the prices were like rock bottom. They were flying off the shelves. Is that going to be the same thing at Gen Con? Cause you sold a ton of those games at that.
Yeah. Time. Most likely. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
going to be a game time decision.
Yes, obviously there's going to be
that's discussion. A Ronnie decision.
No, it's a game time. I mean, we need to gauge the feel of the crowd.
The crowd, how many you've got on hand? What the yeah
yeah.
Well, it was hard. Well, we couldn't have helped ourselves to pick one up. Like it was that. For the price, for the money, like you couldn't.
Oh, for Dreadball 2, you're talking about?
Oh, for Dreadball 2, too, yeah.
Yeah. So we picked up Dreadball 2 from Adepticon.
Yeah.
But Star Saga, yeah, Star Saga was flying off the shelves, too.
That's another one.
There will be some show. I will say there are going to be show specials, so there will be great buys and deals at the booth.
Oh, there always are. Yeah, you guys always have something going on.
Yeah.
And you also have a open night.
Yes, so Saturday night, we're going to have Mantic Open Night. You can go to the Mantic web store and purchase a ticket. $30 gets you, when you purchase a ticket, you'll have an option to pick which vehicle you want. We're going to try and stop the debacle of promising things and China not coming through. I can laugh about it. Some people are still can't laugh about it, but if I can't laugh about it, it's just, you know. But this time you will get to choose what you want of any of the vehicles that we have available. Those will be shipped out and you'll get that with your bag. There'll be some little other items and stuff in there. You'll get a drink ticket, to buy drinks. We're going to have it at the Hard Rock in Indianapolis, right across from the convention hall. So we have what they call the backstage room. So we're going to be playing games. Ronnie will be there. We'll do a little Q&A. We'll play some games. You can get dinner while you're there. Of course, that'll be on your own, but feel free to partake, you know, have dinner, hang out, drink. We've done it in the past at the Colts Barn Grill, but that place has since closed. So we had to, last year it closed on us suddenly, so we were kind of left high and dry. So we weren't able to really put one together, but this year we were able to get a spot in the Hard Rock Cafe. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. We're going to be drinking and playing games from 8 to midnight. Feel free. Come in. You'll be able to see all the new Hellboy models. You'll be able to see the new game that I was talking about. Vanguard will be out there to play. We'll have a Dungeon Saga Barroom Brawl. That was a big hit at Adepticon.
That was fun. I stood up on the table and fell off the table about 10 times. It was a great game.
That's just while he was playing the game.
That's true. Yes. I could have. The same thing could have happened.
Yeah. So, and those have come before, you know how much of a good time it is. It's just a lot of guys hanging out, chatting, playing games, rolling dice, drinking some beers. It's talking with Ronnie, getting him drunk and making him spill secrets that he's not supposed to be spilling. So that's kind of a yearly thing now to see who can get Ronnie to spill the most.
Yeah. It's like a contest.
So feel free to join that contest. So $30, you're going to get, like you said, you're going to get a $40 model plus a drink ticket, which will get you, you know, whatever drink you want. You know, you want a Manhattan, you get a Manhattan with that drink ticket. You want a PBR, you get a PBR. Don't waste it on a PBR, in my opinion, but I do love me some PBR, that being said. I know Iron Iron Artisans has put stuff in our bags in the past, and he's will most likely be putting stuff in again this year. Probably Outrider Hobbies, things like that. So look for some extra stuff. You'll get some extra stuff in there. So
yeah, Mantic Knights are always a good time. They don't disappoint. It's a fun time was had by all.
Yes.
And I'm sure we'll record it again. We'll get the audio from it, from the talk, like we did at Adeptcon. I'm sure we can wrangle, twist Pat's arm to let us do that again.
So we'll have not a full report. Not a full exclusive.
That's
exclusivicity?
Right.
Is that a word? That sounds like a made-up word.
Exclusivity is a word.
You're almost there. You're close. So, yeah. Come by Gen Con. Say hi. We'll have some fun. It should be a good times.
Gen Con's always a good time. It's very busy, but it's also a good time. And Saturday is a good time. It's the last big night. Come by, have some drinks, chill, have a little bit of food, maybe get a Hard Rock shirt like you used to in the 80s, maybe a Hard Rock cap.
Maybe Sylvester Stallone will be there.
Wait, that's Planet Hollywood. We're not booked there.
Maybe Slash will be there.
Slash or Axl Rose. Axl Rose.
They know who you are.
Ooh. He's here. He's on our podcast. Rock, baby.
Just don't ask Slash how his marriage is going.
Oh. Hey, Slash, how's your marriage going?
Don't ask.
Ooh.
Anyways.
I brought the room down with that. We were up here. We were doing the
Axel had the party going, and then
I brought in
that sad slash in.
Sad slash.
Yeah. Sad slash needs to be. It's got to be a meme. Sad slash.
But nobody's ever seen Slash sad. That's the problem.
His hat is a little bit lower.
Yeah, just.
Literally, you've never seen him. Anyways, this has gone long enough. Come to Gen Con.
For a 0.5, it's starting to get out of control. Get crazy.
That's true. People. Just keep it together.
All right, Gen Con guys, come by. See Rob, see myself, see Ronnie. See Rob Berman if you want to yell at him.
Is Rob going to be there? I've never met him. This will be interesting.
Yeah. Rob's first time in the States, and he's coming to one of the biggest game conventions in the world, and he is going to be overwhelmed, which is awesome.
I'm going to be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Can I just say that I hope that he brings Crazy Bobby with him, like just as a, as a plus one?
Ooh, maybe. I'll ask him. I'll have him to see if he can shoot off an email to Crazy Bobby. See if Crazy Bobby can, Bobby can come to the States.
Yeah, I got to
be in the States.
Yeah,
I think Crazy Bobby's from he's from the south side of Detroit, I think, right?
Somewhere like that, yeah.
I don't know. It's slightly ambiguous. He must have moved around the United States quite a bit. His
accent wavers.
He sounds and looks like he's from Detroit to me.
Yeah, but he's got a bit of a southern salesman type situation. I don't know, but
so you're thinking Atlanta, maybe?
Oh, maybe like Georgia. Yes, maybe. But
the one way to find out is have him show up, right?
Yeah, we'll have to interview him for the show.
A bumper from Crazy Bobby.
Yeah, that would make Jack's day.
Podcast. Oh my! I can only get so erect. Like it is. it's getting full on chub here in Fort Awesome.
I'm just going to stop this podcast right now.
Yeah. So again, please come by the booth. Jack won't be there, but Rob will be.
I promise not to be erect. Well, there is those cosplayers though. And
why are you lying? You'll be day drinking.
Well, just because I'm day drinking doesn't make me erect. It makes me wrecked, not erect.
I see what happened there.
That was a subtle difference in language.
Yes. All right. So Gen Con, come by the booth. And sign up for some events. One thing I did forget to mention. If you do play in the Walker Challenge, and anyone who signs up for the Walker Challenge will get 10% off in the books.
Ooh.
At the booth. The books. We're not running some kind of money. Yeah.
I didn't know what that meant. I thought it was some kind of slang, Gen Con slang.
I meant the booth.
Not just on books, but everything in the booth?
Yes, and if the FBI is listening, I meant Booth, not books.
There's no betting on who gets eaten first in the Walker Challenge.
That is correct. There's no betting at all in any of the Manta games because that would be illegal.
There's in my mind, there's kind of like a bunch of Vietnamese people like around a thing, and they're all yelling and smoking all around you. And there's just some guys playing Walking Dead, but they're like, very, very like comedy.
One guy's got his hands wrapped up and there's glass embedded in his the wrapping.
One guy's all Yakuza tattooed out and he's got his sleeves rolled up.
Right, right.
It's like every stereotype of people betting on something in the middle of a room.
But juxtaposed to just some guys just sitting there playing, okay, oh, how many dice is that? And then in the back, I'll be like, like it's a cockfight. Yeah.
Then when a model gets killed, they just throw those chits everywhere and like, freaking out.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone has
this is not happening at Gen Con.
No, that would never happen at Gen Con because that's illegal.
Yeah.
Just, read the small print, people. We do not condone betting on Walking Dead games.
So, quick sum up. Walking Dead, Star Saga, Dungeon Saga, Warpath and Kings of War, Dreadball, come by. Play any of those events, search for them in the online event catalog, sign up. Come by the booth, see Star Saga Walking Dead, and the new game that I'm not sure I can make a mention of yet, but it is a Walking Dead-based game.
There's going to be demos of it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Fancy.
Alpha demos. So, come take a look and see how it's shaping up.
Cool. There you go. Thank
you. All right.
Thank you for listening. Thank you, Pat, for being on. Thank you, Jack, for really bringing the house down with your slash talk.
Sad slash.
Sad slash. It needs to be a meme. That's all I'm saying.
Until next time, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Community Pat.
And there's no betting on this podcast either.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.
Cha-ching. We kind of bet we roll dice to see who won something. Is that not?
No.
That doesn't count.
No, because that was randomized.
Yes, yeah, so there may be lotteries type situation.
If it's random, it's a lottery. And I think if it's betting, if there's
skill based.
Yeah, skill based is what it is. That's why poker is the way it is.
I just don't know anymore.
So if like Michael Vick has a dog, but it's like you don't know what it is, he reaches and grabs a random one.
Yeah, does that count? Is that still a
lottery? No, because fighting living things is illegal. So it's not about the betting at that point now. It becomes what you are fighting.
Oh.
Only non-sentient things, though. You're allowed to fight sentient things. I'm counting you in.
All right.
5, 4. Someone was laughing in the background.
A Hanna-Barbera cartoon, apparently. I don't know where that came from. It just happened. Uh-huh. And don't you dare count me in. I will freak out.
5, 4.